What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Unprintable. We've got Nicole in the studio, finally.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Making my triumphant return.
You are. This is a triumphant return. What's going on with you?
I'm switched to nights now, so it's a little different schedule, so Jason and I don't get to see each other as much.
It's sad. It's sad, but she still drinks my coffee, so.
I do.
It's okay.
I need coffee still.
It's good. So today on Unprintable, which, by the way, you can follow us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or Stitcher. Subscribe, rate us, talk about us, love us.
And please love us.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Frummer, and you can follow Nicole on Twitter at Friends or Foe.
Mm-hmm.
The most basic spelling of that, as you always say.
Yes.
It is. Anyway, today's episode is very exciting because we're talking all about Summerfest.
Yes.
Are you so pumped for Summerfest?
I am really pumped for Summerfest, but also super bummed because I won't be able to go at all.
I'm thinking they've got to do streaming stuff, right? A lot of concerts are doing streaming stuff now where you can watch it at home and go on their website, you know, watch this concert from home.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff available online, and even if it's something as simple as they have a Snapchat channel where you might be able to see it if you go to the Discover on your Snapchat app.
Right.
To kind of see some stuff. Those are always fun from music festivals.
They just did that with Bonnaroo.
They do that with a lot of music festivals and big events. And I would assume that Summerfest, which is, you know, it bills itself as the world's largest music festival. You know, it's over 11 days.
Yeah.
It's got hundreds of artists on almost a dozen stages.
It's an awesome place to go to. If you haven't been there before, I highly recommend, like, just taking this short drive over to Wisconsin and checking it out for at least one day. Find a day where there's going to be a lot of bands that you really want to see and just hang out there because it's a really cool place just to hang out. The food, the atmosphere, everything about it is just really awesome.
And one of the nice things, too, is from the Chicago area here where we're at, we're northwest of the city, and it's about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on where you're at. From Chicago, it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to do. Like, I actually went twice last year. I left after work and went in and saw, you know, three or four acts in the evening. And that was great. Like, I saw X Ambassadors. I saw Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. And both of those acts are back this year.
Nice.
I also went another day and saw Manchester Orchestra. And
I love Manchester Orchestra.
Brand new. It was fantastic. The venues are great. It's right on the lakefront, so it's beautiful there. So you can walk around along the lake there. If for some reason, if you're walking in between shows or you need to switch venues, which stages, I should say.
Yeah.
Because it's one big boardwalk, essentially, with stages.
All set up. All over the place. And if you're planning on going to the shows at the Marcus Amphitheater, you might have to dish out a little bit more Kwan for that.
Yeah.
But as Nicole said, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness is back this year, unfortunately, at the Marcus Amphitheater. So you're going to have to get in good with that. Get your tickets. You can't just get that with general admission when you go into the fest.
Gotta love that, though. And, there's a lot of good artists in the American Amphitheater. A lot of really big names, like Paul McCartney.
Sting, Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. You've got big country artists like Tim McGraw, Chris Stapleton, Blake Shelton. I like some Blake Shelton. He's like
big
old country guy.
Ever since I was never a fan of country,
right?
I never really got into it. Mm-hmm. And then I met my wife, and she was pretty into country. She's also into a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
And we met because, you know, the reason I actually decided to keep dating her was because our musical interests were so closely related. So I was like, you know what? She likes Alkaline Trio. I like Alkaline Trio.
We can make this work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is going to work out just fine. But then, you know, as our relationship progresses, I find out she's got some like for country music. And I'm like, do I keep going with this? Do I have to break up with her now?
Well, the great
thing
about
worried.
Things like this with Summerfest is there's a little bit of everything. If you like hip hop, you know.
Right.
If you like
Pitbull,
and the Roots are going to be there.
The Roots.
Oh, the Roots are great.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones, you have a little bit of that jazz, maybe a little bit of that Motown feel to it. And Alabama Shakes, same vein. They got a country Motown feel to them almost.
Yeah, they've got a great folk type of like folk.
Funk.
Like hard.
Like folk funk.
It's definitely like a edgy type of thing. It's definitely a sound you don't hear necessarily all the time. It reminds me a little bit of what's the one dude in the Night Sweats?
Oh,
he's got that great.
Oh my Nathaniel Rateliff. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Yes.
He's great. It's got that kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Where it's still very raw and fantastic.
And it's a vintage sound.
Yeah.
It's a very vintage sound that you've got going on. I like that a lot with a lot of those bands.
And there's
like
also some great pop music.
There is.
You know, Selena Gomez. I love Selena Gomez. And even some of the ones that aren't necessarily headliners, you know, you've got kind of like a The Fray is there. That's a little bit poppy.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit more of the indie side of pop.
And then you've got kind of a lot of the alternative rock or like pop rock type things going on. One of my favorite bands is going to be there, Fits in the Tantrums.
Oh, yeah. You know, Fits in the Tantrums, I don't know. If you listen to Fits in the Tantrums, they have a very like modernized version of Hall & Oates sound to them almost.
I've never thought of it like that.
Listen to a couple Fits in the Tantrum songs and then listen to like Rich Girl or
Rich Girl.
Private Eyes. And you will be like, holy cow.
There are some
similarities.
I can't
even
tell you how much I love the song Rich Girl. So
it's so good.
We were talking about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
About how there's a video on the internet. You should Google it or put it on. It's on YouTube.
Is it Daryl Hall wearing that coat?
I believe it's Daryl Hall wearing this ridiculous fur coat and like sunglasses that are like real intense. And he looks like he is Macklemore's estranged father. If you're going to go. It looks like Macklemore took a page out of Daryl Hall's book there.
I bet he did, actually.
I like to think so.
You know what I'm excited about? Is Mike D is
going
to be at Summerfest.
Isn't he doing a DJ set?
Yeah. But how can you say no to one of the original Beastie Boys?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't. You just can't. You're going to be there? When is he in?
I might. He is playing, it looks like, 10 p.m. on the 6th.
Oh, he's one of the headliners then.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool thing. It starts on a Wednesday. So you get Wednesday, June 29th, the whole festival starts. And it runs 11 days, although they do take a day off, or 12 days if you count the day off.
Yeah.
Because they take off the 4th of July. They recognize it's a national holiday. Go do your things, whether it's a barbecue, it's some patriotic parades.
Yeah.
You know,
light and sparklers in your backyard.
Day drinking.
Chasing your cousins around with them.
Yes.
Popping kiddie pools.
Those are super fun things.
Yeah,
I'll be driving back from Cleveland, though.
So you'll get to see all of the fireworks displays along the highway, which sometimes driving on the 4th of July is the best because you hit every fireworks display as you're driving.
We'll be back by the night. So actually, we're going to be in Huntley by the night.
Just don't get into car accidents if you're paying attention to the fireworks off of the freeway.
Yeah, no, we're going to be driving on the turnpike.
So there's one band, and I want to know your opinion on this, that's coming to Summerfest. They're a newer band, almost a super group, Hollywood Vampires.
I don't care.
How do you care?
I don't care.
You're not a Johnny Depp fan?
You know what? I used to be, and I think he's kind of gotten like a lot of the same shtick over and over again in a lot of his movies.
So you're more like a What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Benny and June era Johnny Depp fan.
I loved him in Chocolat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all those – I enjoy – he's great in Pirates of the Caribbean. It kind of gets old at some point. Like, I didn't want to see – was that Mordecai?
I didn't see that movie.
I didn't see that one. I had no desire to see that one. There was another one he did that was – he was playing a mobster.
Oh.
An aged mobster. Black something?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Blackwater. Yeah, I had no desire to see that. He's had a lot of those lately.
I didn't even know Mordecai was out.
Yeah, he's had a lot of personal problems with his, you know, now ex-wife, I think.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of allegations there, and that doesn't make him seem very favorable in my light either.
No,
I already wasn't
not.
Like that into him.
Definitely not. But as much as I'm not a huge Johnny Depp fan, I am a big Alice Cooper fan.
Yeah.
And I am a big Aerosmith fan.
Yeah.
So having those two guys in the band, Alice Cooper and Joe Perry,
yeah,
that really is what I would want to see.
Yeah, and that would be fantastic to kind of see them jam out. But I just don't know. I haven't heard – I think I heard one song from them and I was like, Not necessarily my cup of tea.
They were playing a lot of covers too, a lot of like classic rock covers for their first thing that was going through. But does it almost feel like Johnny Depp is just doing this to be the ironic hipster that he is?
He's always been like that though, because like literally I was just talking about Chocolat. He's playing his guitar in Chocolat. Yeah, he was true. Like he's from Kentucky, like the dude, and he's like lived in France. He's just like a weird alternative, but he's like, you know, 50s, yeah. I think. You know, about, so it's like, yeah.
Well, Alice Cooper and Joe Perry are getting up there too.
Well, yeah, they're like older than that. A little bit older than that.
Maybe not old enough to be his dad. Well, I guess biologically, from a biological standpoint, that may be true.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly most of the concert attendees.
Yes. Yes. Certainly. So any other bands that stand out to you that you would, you know, if they are going to do a live stream thing that you would want to catch a show from?
I'd be really interested in seeing the Bare Naked Ladies because yeah. I love them. And I think they're interesting. They've been putting out music for the last couple of years that really hasn't hit anything near where their early successes were. But it's still really good stuff. And
they're still going strong.
Yeah, they have a fun – I think they have a good lyrical mm-hmm. thing, which I enjoy. You know, it's not – you know, I just made you say underwear, but but it's still fun. They have a funness, yeah. which I like. And, of course, you know, Weird Al.
Oh, my God. I am – like, I want to drive out there specifically to see Weird Al.
My boyfriend wants to do that.
Oh, man. Maybe I can –
You and Dan can road trip.
Picking me up
yeah.
and being like, hey, I'm going to ditch my wife for the night. You and I are going to ditch our ladies for the night.
Boys night out for Weird Al.
We don't know each other, but we're going to go bond over some weird. It'll be like that you episode of How I Met Your Mother where Ted takes Robin's boyfriend
yeah.
to see Weird Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be just like that episode.
That would be exactly like that. That'd be cool, though. He'd probably enjoy the crap out of that.
Probably. I would, too. I would, too.
Yeah, no. I would love to see The Roots. I know that's one that's I'm going to be in Cleveland for a wedding that day, and they're just another I like fun
yeah.
performances.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fun, but they're also really talented musicians.
They're incredibly talented musicians. They actually put out an album with Elvis Costello not that many years ago, mm-hmm. like maybe a year or two ago.
I mean, if I were going to shell out some money, I think the one I'd be most likely to shell out money for would be to see Sting and Peter Gabriel.
That would be a good
for
one.
For the extra money, I should say, for yeah. the Marcus Amphitheater.
Right, right.
Just because it would be just really cool to see those exceptional artists together.
I didn't know, like... It's weird that they're touring together because I didn't know that they had worked together.
I don't know if they're touring together so much as it's just this is – I mean it's Summerfest. It's one show.
Yeah, but it's – they're billed together. They're mm-hmm. billed as like Sting and Peter Gabriel. Even in the picture, mm-hmm. it would be an interesting thing to see them both play together as like a dynamic.
Yeah. That would be even better. Yeah. I would definitely be on board for that.
Right. That would be really cool and very unique and not something you'd catch everywhere.
And that's one of the things with Summerfest is there are a lot of unique things that happen at mm-hmm. Summerfest too. Like, for example, you go and they'll pull out some other band that they're friends with who's there will come and jump on stage who they're playing 4 hours later maybe.
Right. Right. It's lots of cool, crazy stuff always happening. Spontaneous.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the Marcus Amphitheater shows, there's always, like, it's always, like, the main band, and then they have guests, you know.
Yeah.
For example, it's, like...
Right, like Chris Stapleton with special guests, Alabama Shakes.
Weezer's with Panic at the Disco.
And then they... And Andrew McMahon's their special guest, yeah.
We're big Andrew McMahon fans.
We are.
We talked
we are.
About that.
Yes, yes. All the way back to his Something Corporate days.
Yeah.
Which actually brings us to our next topic. We're such big... Andrew McMahon fans from back in his Something Corporate day that both of us have used a song from his Something Corporate days on our playlist that we created. So Nicole and I, to fill you in on this, Nicole and I created two playlists.
Dueling playlists, if
dueling
you will.
Playlists, much like dueling banjos, only better. Well...
I mean, a dueling banjo is pretty awesome. You may have to decide. Maybe there'll be a second poll.
Maybe. So what we are asking our listeners to do is decide whose playlist is better. You know, give them both a spin. Give them both a listen and decide who did it better. Who listed these songs in order better?
Oh, you're really emphasizing the order versus who
That's
picked.
That's a playlist.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Like,
well, you, who crafted a better playlist?
Right. Who crafted a better playlist? Yes.
And
yes.
My whole playlist is like just getting pumped for Summerfest.
There you
it's
go.
25 songs that I think are fun. It's from a variety of artists. I got a little bit of everything in there. I've got some great pop punk. I've got some classic rock. I've got a few little country. Little country.
Little country. That's okay.
I got a little R&B and some little pop rap type things.
That's cool. You know. That's cool. I actually had to I used a Ray LaMontagne song originally, and I had to remove it for the purposes of it killed the vibe of my playlist.
I had a couple like that where it's just like, oh, I got to just – I had a Sting song like that was like – it was so good, but it was like, oh, this isn't – it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't – yeah, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
Speaking of fits –
It fits in the tantrums. I actually, I deliberately strayed away from using one of their songs because I wanted you to be able to hold that. Because
you knew.
And keep that on your playlist.
I'm super obsessed with this song.
That's okay. Yeah. I love Fits in the Tantrums too.
Yeah.
I get it.
So,
Have you heard their cover of, they do a cover of that Arthur's theme song. Yeah.
Now I need to go listen to that. Like,
find it.
Let me just... That's me running away. To go.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were running or trying to type on like a comically large keyboard that echoed throughout the studio as you pushed a key in.
No, it was me running away. That's my feet.
The pitter-patter of Nicole's feet as she...
I'm wearing my shoes wouldn't make that noise right now. They're fabric.
Okay.
It would be much stealthier than
Yes, mine. Yes. It'd be much more ninja-like. So anyway, we want you to vote for our playlist. Which one's better, mine or Nicole's?
Yeah.
And
it's clearly mine.
It's not. It's mine.
It's basically just, you know, dealing with our egos.
That's what it is. That's really what it is. And it's a friendly bet. You know, there's no money involved in this. There's no, one of us doesn't get to take a swing at the other. So
it's not a slap bet.
It's not a slap bet.
When we talk about our... obsession with How I Met Your Mother again.
Yeah, that's the second time we brought this up today.
It's a callback right there.
It is.
I think of my playlist as being just a lot of fun, but also just, you know, good summer jams.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Like something that really stayed upbeat, didn't get too down in the dumps. You know, sorry, Ray, I had to take you off for that reason. I like to... With any playlist, I like to start off not too slow.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put people to sleep. You start off with a little bit of energy, and then you just – you dip down a little bit, and then you rebuild that energy, and then you crescendo, and then you drop again, and then you finish it off with a killer. Boom. Hit him in the face.
Okay. That sounds real aggressive.
Mine's
just going to be really fun.
Now you know what happens when I'm crafting a playlist. This is my mind. This is my
He gets all like
process.
A little that was really calculated.
I get real competitive and real calculated.
Okay.
Yes. I'm like
I'm
this
just
is,
like what would sound good?
I have to say that my playlist ends pretty spectacularly.
Mm.
Much like a John Hughes film.
Mine comes out swinging from the gate, so.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. So. That's what I'm saying. You gotta be swinging from the gate when you put that playlist on. If that first track hits somebody and they're like, next, that's it. You killed the whole entire flow of your playlist.
Well, Summerfest is, it's going June 29th through July 10th. They're taking July 4th off that Monday. And it's right up in Milwaukee there, right on the river area. And daily passes are, I think, about $20.
Mm-hmm.
They do have longer... You can get like a full 10-day pass, I think, it's only like $100.
It's not very expensive.
I think it's only about $100, which is a great value.
For all those bands that are playing there, it's super cheap. It's cheaper than Lollapalooza. And let's be honest, this year's lineup at Lollapalooza, not that good.
Yeah.
Not so good.
And, you know, and the fine people of Milwaukee, it's nice. The parking situation wasn't too bad. It really wasn't.
It never is. It's always great. You go there, and if you get a hotel, like 90% of the hotels in the area have shuttle buses that will take you right to the gates.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a definitely good way to do it.
I don't. My math might be off. Don't quote me on that 90% hotels. Because I don't know that.
Check with your hotel before
check with the Milwaukee tourist. Tourist Bureau before you quote me on that.
Yeah, Jason is not a Milwaukee tourism representative.
I'm not. I'm not. I can't speak for their numbers.
And I will say one of the fun things, too, is actually they had a lot of great craft beers. They had breweries and actually some great Milwaukee restaurants also had like their own like little miniature restaurants and like almost like a food truck type things at this, which was nice because this was way better food and beers than at most of music festivals I've ever been to. Because a lot of it is just, you know, you get the most generic. It's you're getting Miller Lite or Bud Light. And maybe you'll have one other beer. You know, around here we sometimes get a Leinenkugel, which is nice.
Yeah, right. They'll slip like a Summer Shandy in there or a Barry Weiss, and you're like, ooh, yeah.
And I thought it was actually pretty reasonable on the food, too, which is, you know, something like if you're going to be all day at a concert, you know, having food and drinks and being pretty reasonable is nice.
You don't want to dish out like $600-$700 at the end of the day, and you're like, oh, just, I spent all that on food and drink.
Yeah, but it's a really affordable day.
It is. So anyway, listen to our playlists. Get pumped for Summerfest. Vote on your favorite playlist.
Mine.
Maybe there will be a third option for dueling banjos. Who knows? Keep your eyes open for that. I'll have all the information in the description and should be hyperlinks. You'll be able to get there. No problem. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, guys. But when we come back, we will have the interview that Jamie and I did with members of the band Shah Jahan, Trevor, and Patrick. They'll be talking a little bit about their music and some of the shows they're playing this summer, including their performance at Summerfest. It's all right here on Unprintable. Stay tuned. We'll catch you in a minute. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back. We are back with Unprintable, more Unprintable fun. Before we get into our interview that Jamie and I did with Patrick and Trevor from Shah Jahan, I want to talk a little bit about Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box full of really cool gamer, geek, nerd gear that you can get 6 to 8 items every month when you order it, and it's a $40 value in every box, and you get a t-shirt in every box. Really cool t-shirts coming out of Loot Crate. I mean, 1 month I got a Voltron t-shirt. Forget it. Voltron is the end-all be-all of amazing cartoons for me. I mean, think about it. You have a bunch of people driving giant mechanical cats that fight to save the galaxy. You know, defender of the universe. That's his mantra. That's what he is. Voltron, defender of the universe. I guess I can't really say he because it's a robot. It's a giant robot. But who doesn't love a bunch of cats coming together to form one giant robot with a sword, a really cool big sword? Yeah. So if you like Voltron, chances are you're going to like the stuff that comes in Loot Crate. Now, it's a monthly subscription box, like I said. Comes in the mail. You open it up. You're in awe. There's probably going to be a really cool glow. Maybe the Zelda song, the Zelda sound will play like when you open the chest, that da-da-da-da. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you'll just do it. Because sometimes I just do that when I open new stuff. Da-da-da-da. Get your Loot Crate and get it through us. Get lootcrate.com/Shaw. Enter promo code Shaw. That's S-H-A-W. You get $3 off a new subscription if you do that through us. And you're going to want to do it through us. And if you don't do it through us, that's it. Friendship over. I want to go into our interview that Jamie and I did with Shah Jahan. Patrick and Trevor from Shah Jahan talked to us a little bit. They joined us via Skype, and they're giving us a little rundown of their music, some of the things they have in store for the band, and some of the places you can catch them this summer that they're performing, including Summerfest.
A special treat here. We have Patrick from Shah Jahan. They're going to be actually playing at Summerfest on July 8th. And Patrick is a native of Crystal Lake. He graduated from Crystal Lake South. And he's going to talk to us with the band singer, Trevor. So pretty big gig for you guys coming up.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Same day as Paul McCartney.
So, yeah.
I guess technically it opens to Paul an hour before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it should be great. I'm happy about it.
So this is your first time at Summerfest, right?
Yeah, we didn't exist, I think, the last time Summerfest.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, how old are you guys? How old is the band?
Just about a year. So we may have existed about a time that day. I can't remember, but it's pretty close. So, we formed last like, February, March 2015.
Okay.
When we first kind of all got together and recorded at Treehouse Records.
Nice.
And then we played our first shows in May, but, even at the time, if we're gonna continue being in a band, because
we went through a lot of names. We'll say
the other three boys are in other groups, and I was the only one that wasn't in the band. So I was trying to get these three guys to join my group, and eventually it all worked out, and we're playing Milwaukee Summer Fest, and that will be our 46th show.
God damn, really?
So that's a lot in a year. Yeah,
that's really cool, guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I had no idea.
So have you played? You've done other smaller festivals in the past, I assume, right? I mean, you guys haven't been around long, but I saw you had a couple gigs under your belt on your Facebook page. You had events posted for those.
Yeah, last festival we did do Division. We might have done another festival. I did Ravenswood Art Walk.
Right. There's that one.
A couple little things. It's a good excuse to wear sunglasses on stage. Otherwise, I don't wear it.
So you guys have to explain your name. Now, there is a real Shah Jahan.
There is, yeah. And, it's no really good reason for the name.
There was a deep meaning behind it.
There's no, yeah, I mean, maybe.
I was watching the History Channel.
Thought about India. The guy had a cool name.
Right.
It means king of the world in Hindi, but we didn't know that at the time.
Right.
It means king of the world, and he's the emperor who built the Taj Mahal.
Right.
Just because it's about it.
It was we had thrown a thousand things around, and somehow or other that was the one everyone was like, I don't particularly hate it. It was kind of a consensus issue, yeah.
So, Patrick, when did you graduate Crystal Lake South?
2009.
And I take it you've been doing music all along here.
Yeah, I played a lot of sports in high school, and I always loved music more. And then once you graduate from high school, it's like, well, I'm not going to be playing hockey for the rest of my life since I'm not pro right now. But started focusing on music a lot more.
And you're the bass player.
Yeah.
Talk a bit about the type of music you guys do. It's really kind of a cool. I almost want to say Is it correct to say more of like a 60s kind of sound or no? I mean, tell me about the music.
I mean, yeah, we're influenced by, not just the 60s, but, music from all over the world, really. Of course, we love the tones of the 60s and the attitude and all that, but, we also like Indian music and Greek music, French, just, there's no limit, jazz. So I guess we try to combine everything, but for me, it sounds like
it's mostly that. There's a lot of things that we kind of borrow from 60s bands, more of like the mid 60s, rather than like those later Summer of Love stuff. But it has mostly to do, I think, for us with just the way that the studio sounded back then. There's elements of like the ethos maybe, but most of it's just like really things that just sound a lot sounds better, really simply, and so. Any sound that we have that people can identify as being 1960s, it's just because I think we just all got used to hearing that sound and we just don't really like to hear much anything else anymore.
Yeah, production in the 80s and 90s kind of lose it for us.
So I was gonna say, you guys really do have, like, you nail that vintage sound with the tracks I was listening to. You've got some up on Spotify and you've got a couple you can listen to elsewhere. But you do definitely nail that vintage sound when you hear it. It really comes through in the tone and the recording and the way everything is produced. I think it like hits the mark on that.
Oh, great! Yeah, we recorded everything straight to tape. Try not to touch any computers during the process of recording, just to have that sound specifically.
Yeah, and the guy who we recorded with, Bear at Treehouse, is like, he has that exact same thing in mind. The studio started up just like maybe a year or less before our band started. So it was before that in Chicago, you really had to pay a bunch of money to get a studio with the tape machines proper, So it was pretty fortunate timing that way.
Yeah, it was incredible studio, yeah, Treehouse Records. So, that's kind of like where we all came together was in that studio. And the EP that we released last March, weren't necessarily complete by the time we were going into the studio. We wrote a lot of it in the studio, so we weren't, you know, again, we weren't even like a proper band at the time, but we were pushing to get something, you know, recorded.
Right.
So after releasing some of the songs last April 2015, kind of had like a little buzz going on. We decided to play a show like, what, 2 weeks after, you know? Like, you know, looking back on it, it seemed like a little rush, but, you know, things are going well, so.
That's good.
So who writes the music?
We all do, but yeah. It's Trevor and I would come in with an idea and then elaborate on that, and everybody's got their, you know, great opinions. you know, and Brennan's an incredible drummer, and
yeah,
completely changes the song and like how I would envision it, but a lot better.
Right.
You know, and that's how you find out that you got the right guys with you, and everybody's on the same page, but the song progresses.
And you guys are a quartet, right?
Well, there's actually five of us.
There's
five
of us.
We started as a quartet, just that. And then a friend of ours, Constantine, we fondly call Dino, is a really good keyboard player and has, like, just this spectacular, like, mid-60s box organ. That, you know, he came to start playing with us, you know, maybe February? In February.
February 12th.
The dates. February 12th was his first show with us.
Yeah.
And then we went on tour.
We booked ourselves a 10-day tour en route to South by Southwest.
Nice.
And, he joined us for that. And then that is basically, you know.
You were asking about festivals, and we were like, hey,
You seem like you're on a quick rise. I mean, only a year, and you're already at Summerfest. How does that feel?
Good. Feels nice.
Yeah.
I think we all spend a lot of time, kind of trying to get a band started, and it can be so much lifting, you know, so much heavy, and so it's not like we're putting in a lot of work right now, but I think a lot of it just has to do with the fact that I think all five of us have kind of been playing long enough now that we all have that sensation of how much work it is. So splitting it over five people actually makes it a lot easier, you know.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, when you added a keyboardist to the group, even though you hadn't been around long, did you feel like it kind of changed the dynamic? Did you have to kind of reshift what you were thinking, or was it just something that kind of supplemented the music?
Not necessarily, because it's something that we always kind of talked about and envisioned anyway. It's something that an organ, or we use that Mellotron and everything.
Okay.
So something to fill out the sound between us, and once he came into the picture, it's kind of like, all right, great, this is like exactly what we wanted for anyway. It was about time that we found the right guy in the group. So it wasn't anything like we needed to take a step back or anything. It's just like, oh, this is exactly what we wanted. You know, we already had the parts written for it, basically, you know?
Right.
That's great.
Yeah, and you guys, I've seen some write-ups about you and been being compared to, like, sound of a Sgt. Pepper album, The Who, your single Sunset Moon has been doing pretty well. When you hear those comparisons, are you cool with that? What do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're not, like, too concerned about that idea of, like, you know, I think there was a lot of bands like in the 90s that had sounds from this era,
mm-hmm.
and every time they got written up, it was like, oh, you know, the new sound of the 60s, and it was always like, it seemed like, you know, kind of protesting too much, like, oh, it's got a new spin, it's got a new edge, and it always seemed like, you know, like they were sort of concerned about where their influences came from, or that it would shine through too much or something. And I think in our case, you know, we don't, that's the bands that we listen to, and everybody tends to sound like what they listen to.
Yeah.
So being compared to, you know, when people get it right, when they're like, oh, it sounds a lot like, you know, some just like Satanic Majesty's Request. And we're like, oh, thank you. We're glad that, like, you know, that it's at least kind of like what we were, you know, what we had in mind.
So what's next after Summerfest?
We're going to, you know, record our first LP for the remainder of the year, play a couple live shows here and there, a really good focus on our first record. And, you know, we'd love to go to Europe. That's kind of our biggest vision is to see ourselves traveling across Europe and playing. And, you know, you can't really do that without, you know, a proper record. Instead of just touring several countries on, you know, on a single and some digital files, you know. So you got to have some, you know, kind of physical record with you. So, yeah.
We do have
it. Well, I'm saying, like, not just...
Right. We're working on an LP.
So do you guys have plans to release this across, like, all different types of media? Like, are you going to go digital, CD, vinyl? I know a lot of people are doing, like, cassette tapes now, too.
Yeah, we do have two releases on tapes, actually, through our friends labeled Dumpster Tapes.
Okay.
And iVibe. And iVibe tapes are both, you know, local Chicago labels. So we have, you know, two different songs on each respective tape. And, I think CDs are a little bit obsolete now. It's either just records or tapes, you know.
Just depending on your...
Yeah.
But I think our audience is kind of like either digital or vintage, basically, the two of
them. Yeah, CDs right in between, so...
Yeah, and, you know, we just went into the studio to do the get started on the LP. So as far as, you know, the platform, how we're going to release it, when we're going to release it, is still very much up in the air. You know, we're you have plans, but nothing we want to be held to, you know.
Yeah. We're afraid of commitment.
So we have to ask if we can hear you guys around McHenry County anytime. I know, Patrick, I mean, if you ever get back to this area, you guys going to play anywhere around here, you think, eventually?
Yeah, you know, like, thinking about playing at Dirty Nollies or, I don't know, something out in the suburbs. I'm not too keen. I know my parents want me to come back out.
Yeah, so, I'm sure they do.
You know, when I come back out.
Okay. Yeah, let us know. And if you're in the area with anybody and you guys want to stop into the studio and do something in here with us, like, we'd love to have you by if you're interested.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I went out there for the first time a couple of weeks ago. So
where are you from? Where are you from, Trevor?
Good questions. Yeah.
I live near the Owl. But I was one of those kids that moved around a lot, so I'm kind of East Coast, kind of Salt Lake City. I was born in Germany. I lived in Alaska for a while.
Oh,
so.
You're not kidding.
Wow. Yeah, you're very well-traveled. International man of mystery.
Yeah. Basically.
That's awesome. Well, guys, we want to thank you very much for being on the show and just chatting with us for a little while. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm curious that when you get to play Summerfest, you get to go all the days for free? Just curious.
You know, we actually might be curious about that as well.
Yeah, I would definitely ask about that if I were you.
Yeah, that would be a nice little perk there to just be able to walk around.
Well, at least the day of your show. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, we
could
walk around and
maybe
for Paul
McCartney. Yeah, maybe you get to meet him.
So real quick before we let you guys go, why don't you just let us know when you are playing?
We're playing the 21st at East Room here in Chicago. It's in Logan Square. And we're playing July 1st at Shoe Buzz.
Excellent. And what's your day at Summerfest that you're playing?
Summerfest is July 8th. And then we are playing a Pitchfork after party at the Virgin Hotel on July 16th.
Awesome. Very nice. So plenty of opportunities to see Shah Jahan. Awesome. Very cool.
The 21st, 1st, 8th, and
16th.
Got it. Perfect. Hey, guys, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
She's
All right. We want to thank Patrick and Trevor for joining us. And that song was Baby Blaze by Shah Jahan. You can follow them on Facebook, Shah Jahan Music. Listen to their stuff. It's really good, I promise. If you like that song, chances are you will like a lot more of their stuff. So check those guys out, also at Summerfest, July 8th. So we want to thank you for listening. Without our listeners, like I said, we would be nothing but a sound file somewhere on the internet. That is Unprintable for this week. I'm Jason Frummer. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jason Frummer. Don't forget to head over to the Northwest Herald website, nwherald.com, hit the features section, and check for Nicole and I's playlist. Now, you can listen to it there, and then there will be a place for you to vote on it as well. So don't forget to vote for whose playlist was better, mine or Nicole's. I'm going to say it. It's mine. So just vote for it. I promise you, you will be happy with both playlists, but we all know who you really want to vote for. It's me. Thanks again for joining us. I want to give a big thanks to Patrick and Trevor from Shah Jahan. I want to give a big thanks to Nicole for coming into the studio. She didn't have to do that, but she did because she's a real upstanding person that way. She really is. And thanks to Jamie for conducting that interview with me for Patrick and Trevor. We have a lot of great people here at the studio. Hopefully we'll get more in and you'll be able to hear more voices, more cool people talking about really cool stuff that you want to hear. Hey, don't forget, follow us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Stitcher. We're part of the Shaw Media Podcast Network. I'm Jason Frummer, as I've already said several times, and I'll see you guys later.